Living good pleasures. This week's conscious boy. Also just being Rosh Chodesh yesterday. So we're going to look at something which relates to the parsha, this is Rosh Chodesh. So one of the mitzvahs in Parshas Boy is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Comes Rosh Chodesh, and the Eidim coming to Beit Din, they saw the new moon, we make Rosh Chodesh. Like it says in the Pasuk, Chodesh HaLelachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon HaLelachem Lefot She'ashonor, says Rashi, HaChodesh HaZeh, Eidim Levonah B'Chidusha. Chodesh HaZeh means like Chidush HaZeh. This Chidush, this new Levonah, as you see it now, Ba'amaloik She'areh Mitzchadish Yer Lefot Rosh Chodesh. So I'd like to look at a point related to Rosh Chodesh, which we all know about and maybe haven't thought about it so many times. It is that occasionally we have one day Rosh Chodesh, sometimes we have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Now, what is the chat, let's say, in 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? If we think about it, what is 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? I mean, really, that first day of Rosh Chodesh, we're counting it as the 30th day of the previous month. And it's not Rosh Chodesh at all. And even in historically, when they were being Mekadesh with Eidim, how would it go? The first possible day that could be the new moon would be the 30th day. So on that 30th day, basically, they're sitting and waiting for Eidim to arrive. If Eidim arrive, they proclaim Rosh Chodesh, and that day 30, becomes day 1. And if no Eidim arrive, then that day remains day 30, and the following day becomes day 1. But even in those times, that day 30, if it remained day 30 of the previous month, then it's not Rosh Chodesh in the coming month. So why, and for what reason, do we celebrate 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? And in fact, you can even see in the lobby that this is a very, very old practice to observe 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. Very famous in the Haftarah, which we say is Machal Chodesh. We'll see there on the opening Pesukim that they were observing 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. But Yahweh says to David, Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, there will be a special Suda in the house of Shaul. If you're not going to be there, then if Kalas, then you'll be noticed here fucking with Shavuot because you're seeking the energy. By Yim, Lachar, Rosh Chodesh, Hashem. On the second day already, again, by Yim, Fokin, Mukhoim, Dovid. On the first day, Shaul said, maybe it's just a one off, it's something, and the second day, he again wasn't there. And Shaul says to Yahweh, why didn't Ben Ishai come yesterday and today to the Suda? So you see, there are two Sudas. And they kept Rosh Chodesh 2 days. So what are these 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? So let's look at two pshatim, which are mentioned here in the Rosh Chodesh. So there we have a tashpat, and we have a tshuvas of the reason. We are both offering pshatim why we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. But what we say in Chodesh, says the tashpat, so like, while Eidim began Rosh Chodesh, the kitshu will be ashamed. Well, she also be able to Hashem. Now, sometimes the Eidim didn't come on the first day, they came on the second day. Come on, Shabbat, we learned in last place, Yom Shloshim, not with a Rosh Chodesh. Kach ho you learned, Shabbat, you're all your Eidim Hayom. So, in the same manner that we keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh nowadays in a month, there's 30. One, in those times also, they kept Rosh Chodesh 2 days. On the first day, day 30, perhaps Eidim will come today. And if they don't come, then the following day is also Rosh Chodesh, so you end up with 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So they observe the first day of Rosh Chodesh called Al Hasak. Perhaps the first one is going to be Rosh Chodesh. And if it's not, then the second one becomes Rosh Chodesh. The Imloy Dom Rekashin Ayyam Habez. If they don't come, then they observe the second. So I presume the it really goes the other way around. Our Minhag of keeping 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's based on the fact that in those times they didn't know when the Eidim were going to come. They kept the first day as a type of Rosh Chodesh al Hasapik. If the Eidim came, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's confirmed. If they don't come, then the second day becomes Rosh Chodesh, and we follow that practice. So according to the Tashbuz, the first day of Rosh Chodesh, on the situation where there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, the first day is a sort of Sapik. Well, we keep it, but it's not a true Rosh Chodesh, it's kept as Rosh Chodesh. as it happens, stopping because based on their original practices on day 30, the agent maybe would come, so they keep it as a type of Rosh Chodesh. And if they don't come, then the second day becomes Rosh Chodesh. Also, following in that track of thought, it comes out that if once the second day becomes Rosh Chodesh, it means that retroactively, looking back, that day 30 was not Rosh Chodesh. It was only kept as a sort of stopping, maybe Aiden will come. If they don't come, it turns out that the 31st is day 1, and day 30 was a regular day of the previous Chodesh. So it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. Let's see whether that had relevance to Allah.
What happens when they're benching then on the first day? When Aiden didn't come? It could be also stopping.
So if they said Yalav Yom, let's say.
How can you say
Yalav
Yom when they're keeping it stopping?
The banking is a carbon. What did they do with the carbon?
Well, the carbon they didn't bring it. I think that's the.
Oh,
good. They didn't bring it till after they even came. That's the whole mission in Rosh Hashanah, yeah. But I don't know what the din is. Just thinking for what these are. What's the din if you say Yad Yom on a regular? The Chumash really offers a slightly different understanding of why we keep 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. He says, let me go read inside, I'll summarize it. He says that, let's give consideration a second to this whole business that sometimes the months are 30 days and sometimes the months are 29 days. Now, why is this? So, with a little bit of basic astronomical background, that the cycle of the moon is 29 point, whatever, approximately half, it's a quarter and something.
Whatever
the fraction is, it's
29 and a half,
and 29
and a half,
very small. In fact,
44 minutes.
Okay, so it's 29 and a fraction. So obviously, we can't make Rosh Chodesh in an exact manner halfway through the day. We can't begin counting the new Chodesh. That's the reason we have to sometimes have 29 days. Sometimes have 30 days in order to compensate for this fraction, for this sort of lesson. Now, says the way, if we give that matter a drop further thought, it means that this day, which is the 30th day, even if we don't count it as day one, even in a situation where we make the previous month 30 days and the coming months begin on day 31. Even in that situation, the actual renewal of the moon, the new cycle of the moon, which day did it take place on? It took place on the 30th day. It's just a sort of technical or practical thing that we can't count from that day, but the renewal of the moon was always on the 30th day. So the Mela, in order to mark that point, Chazal was talking to. Even in the times of David HaMelech already, there was a takana to keep that first day also as Rosh Chodesh because of this point. Because even though the counting of the day can only be done on the following day, but the counting of day one isn't necessarily the defining mark. What day is Rosh Chodesh?
It's not quite accurate to say on the 30th day.
Yeah.
Because it's 29 and a half.
Right.
So, let's say the first 29 and a half came at noon. It was at half noon.
The following
month is another half a day, which means you're going from, you're now 12 midnight.
Yeah, but that becomes a 30th day.
That's still the 30th day.
But it's the next day.
That's still the 30th day as well.
But it depends on what you mean by a day, because we grew into a new half a
day. So the new moon will always appear on the 30th day. But sometimes it will appear early in the morning, sometimes in the late afternoon, but it will always be day 30.
No.
Yeah?
Well, first of all, Ramon was asking, I think, let's say you would carry on having months of 29 days.
29 and a half, 29 and a half, 29 and a half. because it keeps slipping.
It's always like the real Nibbana is always 29 now. But if we was continue, let's say, making months of 29 days, month in, month out.
Then you'll get December,
and you'll winter. Theoretically, if we were continue making months, month in, month out of 29 days, the actual Nibbana would become, I don't know, it could become very distant. Is that what you're asking, basically? That's never going to happen, because we only make around 29 days when the aliens have come. The aliens can only come when there's been a new moon, so it's never going to happen that we're going to make 29 days so many times in succession.
If you ever make a new moon, you always make it on the 30th day.
That's what I mean.
It's always the 30th day.
The 30th day will be Rosh Chodesh, but it can't ever happen.
It has the potential to be Rosh Chodesh. If the aliens don't come, then you'll make the next day.
But I'm saying also it can't ever happen that we make month of 29 days for so many times in succession that the moon gets so out of sync, because we only proclaim Rosh Chodesh on the 30th day when the Aiden came and saw the moon.
The moon will never be out of sync if it's 29 and a half and 24 minutes. It's perfect. The moon's perfect. It's always there at that time. It's always right here. It's just for us when we say what time is it now on our watch, and what day is it in our day?
Yeah.
So it's not the same time. Obviously, the time shifts. The time shifts, and it shifts between when it was actually the moment was during a daytime. You can't see it. It can't be night.
Right.
But it was actually there then.
Yeah.
Or at night time.
Okay.
But the other comment you're making is that the shift's going to happen anyway, whether it's 29 and a half days or 29 days. It's always going to happen because you've got a solar shift. You have to put an extra month.
That's because
because you're talking about the seasons getting into a mess. That's because
it's 4 weeks plus a day and 12 hours. But that will always bring you back to day 30. Theoretically, be all the way to day 30. So it'll be the 30th day from the previous one. Because if you take the first one, let's say the first one,
yeah,
and it's 6 o'clock in the evening.
I understand. For the moment, the previous one is always within the 30th day of the moment of the previous one. Always. Yeah. Of course, it has to be. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the question. And in fact, there's a duke in the rabbah which implies like this idea of the Shulah Street. That the reason to have the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh is because that 30th day is always partially a Rosh Chodesh.
We're out of sync at the moment, for example, the Moilah of the Shabbos morning, 8:30, according to 9 on Shabbos morning, it was as far Shabbos, but Rosh Chodesh is only Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's because you can't start to see the moon, as it were, halakhically see the moon, until it's a little bit lost.
No, they couldn't see the moon, but they do that because they make all the...
No, you can't see the moon at that point in Shabbos.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's a bit after that.
Yeah. Okay. But that always can be a day or two away from the story.
Well, what's the reason to say that? Why is the moon?
Well, because really, the first Shabbat should have been on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Shvat, I don't think they never fall on Shabbos. Because if Rosh Chodesh Shvat falls on Shabbos, then Adar...
Isn't it one of us who have a fixed calendar? Because we have a fixed calendar, so we're in Rosh Chodesh.
But that would work. If Rosh Chodesh Shvat would be on Shabbos, then Pesach would be, the first day of Pesach would be on a Wednesday, and no other Pesach. So they're going to do with all those kind of a calculation.
Okay, so I'd like to just take this discussion for a minute.
It's the furthest, one of the furthest, I'm not saying that, exactly, but you very rarely find that more than 2 days later the restoration. And that will also announce next month will be easier because the shot will be a mole.
Right, so we'll come closer again.
It will come closer again.
So let's just tell this liquidity for a minute to something in the world of halakha. Interesting thing. We started this week before, a little bit about the tefillahs. So, we have a halakha in Shulchan Aruch called Chesed, so 13:21. 12, the Mincha Shel Shabbos. Somebody made a mistake in Mincha of Shabbos. His fellow Shmuel Esri, davened regular Chol Tefillah of Shmuel Esri, for the history of Shel Shabbos. So he wasn't going to say Shabbos davened. His fellow Mincha Shabbos Shai, ve en baktığı bir şey yaptı. Ama biz taşlı bir anlatı yaşadık. Ve yiz halı oysa ve söylesin de doğru. Now that second, that for this tashlumin, one should make a tanaya. Mm-hmm. If one's required to do a second tefillah, this is the second tefillah. If one's not required, it's a tefillah to the dog. For ruadin, similarly says the Shulchan Aruch, in the hezki yarevi yavim mitzvah rosh chodesh, if one omitted yarevi yavim mitzvah rosh chodesh, one said a second tefillah in lieu of making a tanaya, it should be the dog. What's the reason for all this?
We're not even afraid.
All these types of things, when we have these types of questions where if you're going to do the Tfilis Tashlumin, it appears that you're not really going to gain. Because you're not going to be able to do whatever it was you were missing. If it's Shabbos Mincha, you're not going to be able to do the Shabbos Mincha on Motzei Shabbos. If it's the Yad of the Yobi that was missing, you can't say the Yad of the Yobi on Motzei Rosh Chodesh. So you're not going to gain. On the other hand, maybe your Tfilis just wasn't a good Tfilis. This is the Masoetis Rishon. So some days say there's no point in doing a tashlumin, and some say, no, your tefillah wasn't a good tefillah, so do another tefillah. So in order to avoid the machlokes, we say we do another tefillah, we make a tanai. If I need another tefillah, this is it, and if I don't need this, then it's gone. Okay, that's all very good and straightforward. Now, what happens, as you rightly pointed out a second ago, let's look at the case of Rosh Chodesh, where you omitted Yad HaVeYoveh in mitzvah. So if that night is not Rosh Chodesh, so it's very straightforward, then the psak that we just now said, do another tefillah, an extra tefillah, with a tonight that it should be a tefillah tefillah. What will be if that coming night is Rosh Chodesh? You forgot in Mincha on afternoon of the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and you want now to be mashmin married on day two of Rosh Chodesh. So maybe now,
and now when I whatever people get, and I can forget from the Yad HaVeYoveh and Ma'ariv from Rosh
Chodesh. Oh, that's very sweet.
That's
very sweet.
I don't want to go there.
No, I still want to go there. But now, next, I want to go to this point. Now, is it necessary to have this tonight that it should be a Tfilis Nadok? Because here we don't have the classic problem. The classic problem is, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so you can't say Yad HaVeYoveh. So you're not replacing your Yad HaVeYoveh. So maybe there's no point in a Tfilis Nadok.
You can miss any Mincha. Right.
So over here, you don't have to say it anymore. Here you can say Yad HaVeYoveh, so that angle of the Cheshbon is not there. So it's no different than any Tfilis Tashlumin. Tfilis Tashlumin doesn't need Nadok. Tfilis Tashlumin is Tfilis Tashlumin. So there's the Mogen Avraham, exactly as you said. But no, the Imbal Lain of Galkin Rosh Chodesh, the Kuli Alba Yitzhak, Doyar Viyashi Yom Yad HaVeYoveh. Makes sense. However, comes along the Maxis HaShekel, quoting a sefer Binyan Ariel. This one's a Gedolei Achronim. The Binyan Ariel says, I do not agree with the Mogen Avraham. Even in a situation where one forgot the Yad HaVeYoveh on day one of Rosh Chodesh, and one is repeating Ma'ariv of day two of Rosh Chodesh, and you can now say Yad HaVeYoveh, you still need a tonight. Why? Says the Binyan Ariel.
I don't like this story, but you're going to get yourself into big trouble always. But how could you ever do it for the second day of Rosh Chodesh? Okay,
let's see what he says. So says the Binyan Ariel, the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are a sort of topic. Either the first day is Rosh Chodesh, or the second day is Rosh Chodesh. Not both Rosh Chodesh. So therefore he says, let's have a look. Say you've been in Ariel, so he's been on Magen Avraham. Bishnei Yomim Rosh Chodesh. In Shachas Diyan of Yomim Mitzvah, she's talking about Shari 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 Yomim Rosh Chodesh, whom is Topic. The 2 days of Rosh Chodesh are based on a Topic. We're not sure. Either Yomim Rosh Chodesh, Eich Yomim Yad HaVeYoveh Balayim, is how you say Yad HaVeYoveh. Eich Balayim Rosh Chodesh. In Kei, but you don't have any Rosh Chodesh. If you say tonight is Rosh Chodesh, then the first day wasn't Rosh Chodesh. The Lotala cloud is also going over, and therefore you didn't make any mistake. And you're spilling the day. If you spill after the Tashlumi, so the first thing is how can you say altogether the Tashlumi? If you want to say that tonight is Rosh Chodesh, then there's no point in the Tashlumi altogether. Otherwise, if you're making the Tashlumi, then you think yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, then today is not Rosh Chodesh.
I think you've got to say, just once I was asked if this is Rosh Chodesh and that's Rosh Chodesh, you've got to go with the Hanukkah. Because if you don't go with that every day, every time, then maybe you shouldn't happen, because you're going to be in trouble. If any Yad HaVeYoveh is a problem and it's not really in Rosh Chodesh, then you've messed up.
Yeah, I mean,
That itself.
The last one is such a time. Maybe it's no worse than to make the yoga of yoga taken by Chazal and Vistaka as a particular tefillah, even though there's a stop. That's a common tefillah for this day. But we still treat it as a stop between the 2 days. Either one is Yom Kippur, the other, not both. But over here it's easier. So it comes on the Emek proper. And he says, basically, based upon this idea of the Tosfos Brit that we looked at, of the Tosfos Brit. And he says, well, maybe on the second column, but we will just summarize that side. He says that if you take in mind the idea that we said a few minutes ago, that in fact, the reason why we make 2 days of Shem's all together. So the reason we make 2 days Rosh Chodesh is because the first day, even when you're not counting it as day one, that day 30 is
got some aspect of
Rosh Chodesh, and that's the reason for the Takonis Shnei Yom of Rosh Chodesh. It's not a Takonis talk. It's a Takonis Tazal Mudabai, because that day is a certain angle, a certain aspect is Rosh Chodesh. So the Mela is not a talk, and that the Psak of the Lord Avro is this time.
Okay, it's just now that we know that that 30th day for sure the moon will appear. Ah, the age might not see it, and they won't be able to work out of it, but no question about it, more than anything else, is that Vada'i going to be the Rosh Chodesh.
Right, so that's really what we said. There'll always be the moon on that day. So you know, that day has got always a certain angle of Rosh Chodesh, even when you don't count it from day one. That's basically where I have the answer to this question. Okay, let's stop here.
You were a number.